Police Chief Jason Foote. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks.
Better throw on those headphones. You're going to need those so you can hear Detective Brooke Hansen, who joins us on the telephone from, I don't know, an undisclosed place. Maybe her kitchen?
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're wonderful. Jason has come in dressed up like a mountain man for Halloween.
That's right. You gotta dress up like that.
Brooke, what are you for Halloween? A mom?
Yes, a warm mom, plenty of layers.
I think we call her a smother.
A smother?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good to have you both. Heroes, again, from RB Grillhouse and Sports Bar, the Opsels, big supporters of police and fire and rescue and all the great heroes of Yankton County. So good to have you both. Brooke, I was just reflecting back, and what a great run it's been for you in life. Married, baby, detective, officer of the year. You live in the dream, aren't you?
I won't lie. I do enjoy what I'm doing, and I enjoy who I'm working with, which makes the magnitude of the difference and what I actually do that has some impact with our community and families here where I'm living with my entire family. So
if I go marriage, baby, detective, officer of the year, what's next? How do you top all of that?
I'm just going to keep doing my job at home and at work. And I don't know if you top it, if it needs recognition. I think you do the right thing when nobody's looking, and maybe it'll rub off and you'll get the next officer of the year. It'll be somebody else that holds those same values.
Let's make her blush, Chief Foote, and she's at home, so we can't tell, but let's make her blush. What would you like to say about her and her work as a detective at the YPD?
You know, she does some great things. She's not only a great detective, great officer, she's also a great trainer for the department. And, you know, I kid her about being a smother, but she really takes care of everybody in the department and makes sure that we're all okay, we're all doing our jobs, and we all have the capabilities to do our job successfully.
And Brooke, recently you celebrated, what was it, your 7th anniversary? That went fast, huh?
It did. It went very fast, very fast. And now I'm celebrating my seasoned age here on the 8th. So we'll see. I might hide.
You got a you're saying you got a birthday coming up?
I do.
Oh, don't say it like I do.
I know. I don't know. You get to that time and you just kind of hide. But more importantly, it's Halloween today, right?
Can we talk a little Halloween safety? Now, we hear everything that you're about to say and Chief Foote is about to say, we hear 1,000 times, but let's make it 1,001. As a mom, as a detective, what would you say to the good people of Yankton, homeowners, parents, kids, for Halloween safety?
Yeah, I would say, you know, normally I'm just saying a general stance of start times is what, like normally 5:30 to maybe 9:30. But also make sure you guys are walking on a path, you're walking on the sidewalk or on the edge there. You're not walking in the roadway. Be careful when you're exiting your cars. If you park on a block and then you're going to, you know, explore that block for a while, be careful just even exiting. And, you know, kiddos, if you can do the glow sticks from Dollar Tree, reflective tape, or even old school flashlight, make sure you have something so people can see if you're choosing to go into the dark time, I guess.
Chief Foote, anything to add to what Brooke just said?
Yeah, drivers need to just be aware, especially in those residentials. I know everybody wants to get out and hit the houses and get the candy, but as you're transporting kids around, make sure you're watching, you know, drive slow through those residentials, you know, and just watch for kids crossing the road and make sure you're giving people a chance to do that safely.
What kind of calls are you going to get tonight at the YPD? What does a typical Halloween night look like? What are people calling in with?
Well, you know, it's a Friday night, so there's a bunch of different variety that we're going to get tonight. You know, people go out and celebrate. Adults like to dress up and have a little fun too. So we'll get some calls, you know, maybe some intoxicated individuals. So we just want people to go out there and have a good time, but don't overdo it and make sure you drive safely. You know, we might get some juvenile shenanigans happening around that we'll get called to as well. You know, just make smart decisions, you know, leave people's properties alone, and just enjoy the night.
Eggs, toilet paper, and stuff like that, is that still a thing, or is smashing pumpkins, people still doing those things?
You'll see the smashed pumpkins here and there. Eggs, maybe not so much, but, you know, now that we say it on the radio, it'll probably happen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's my fault. Do I need to get a lawyer?
You might. Oh, yeah, boy. You might be culpable in this.
I may have been guilty of a few shenanigans back in the day, but nothing, you know, nothing terrible. Brooke, what will you be handing out at your house tonight?
Well, it's kind of that you got to do one or the other. So normally where I live, we just don't get any traffic. So we go out and about and go trick-or-treating. It was usually a tradition. One of the gals that I work with, we go to her house and hand it out. But she gets to go see her grandkids this year. So we are going to just kind of stick to a neighborhood and practice those safety things with the youngest and just kind of walk around. So I won't be handing it out. That is my favorite. I just don't live in a heavy traffic area, so don't get very many people.
Are your kids doing well? Is your family doing well these days?
Oh, 100%. Good. They're definitely thriving. They're always involved in activities, school, not school. We do some volunteer stuff, too. So, yeah, we're doing really well.
What are they dressing up as tonight?
We got a Miles Morales for the middle kiddo, and the oldest is going to be a bear. I talked her into being something warm. Of course, they're going with their friends, and then we have a dinosaur. No matter what kind of princess outfit I suggested, the youngest is very defiant. She will be a dinosaur, and she acts it, so it'll be a good fit for her.
Chief Foote said he's handing out hams and turkeys tonight. What did you say?
Hams, turkeys, cans of tuna.
You said full-size candy bars?
You bet.
Wow. So I'm not going to give you your address or anything. I know exactly where you live, but full-size candy bars. Well, wow.
I live in a neighborhood. There's not very many kids, so I think, and I don't get a lot of visitors, so that's a good time to give those candy bars out and get those kids to come over.
You might find me and the grandkids on your doorstep tonight. Hey, want to shout out to Monty Rothenberger, assistant chief. He was at the trunk or treat at Stewart earlier this week and got to see a lot of people.
Yeah, he has a good time with the community and interacting like that.
Brooke, thanks for joining us from your kitchen or wherever you are this morning. And Chief Foote, thanks for coming in. We appreciate the YPD and everything you do for us. Be careful out there and keep up the good work.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.